But when Eanor came to the Grey Havens, there was joy and great wonder among both elves and men. So great in draught, and so many were his ships, that they could scarcely find harbourage, though both the Harlond and the Forlond also were filled. And from them descended an army of power, with munition and provision for a war of great kings. Or so it seemed to the people of the north, though this was but a small sending force of the whole might of Gondor. Most of all, the horses were praised, for many of them came from the vales of Anduin, and with them were riders tall and fair, and proud princes of Rovanion. Then Círdan summoned all who would come to him, from Lindon or Anor, and when all was ready, the host crossed the Lune and marched north to challenge the witch-king of Angmar. He was now dwelling, it is said, in Fornost, which he had filled with evil folk, usurping the house and rule of the kings. In his pride he did not await the onset of his enemies and his stronghold, but went out to meet them, thinking to sweep them, as others before, into the Lune. But the host of the west came down on him out of the hills of Evendim, and there was a great battle on the plain between Nenunial and the North Downs. The forces of Angmar were already giving way and retreating towards Fornost when the main body of the horsemen that had passed round the hills came down from the north and scattered them in a great rout. Then the witch-king, with all that he could gather from the wreck, fled northwards, seeking his own land of Angmar. Before he could gain the shelter of Carn Dûm, the cavalry of Gondor overtook him, with Eanor riding at their head. At the same time a force, under Glorfindel the Elf-Lord, came up out of Rivendell. Then so utterly was Angmar defeated that not a man nor an orc of that realm remained west of the mountains. But it is said that when all was lost, suddenly the witch-king himself appeared, black-robed and black-masked, upon a black horse. Fear fell upon all who beheld him, but he singled out the captain of Gondor for the fullness of his hatred, and with a terrible cry he rode straight upon him. Eanor would have withstood him, but his horse could not endure that onset, and it swerved and bore him far away before he could master it. Then the witch-king laughed, and none that heard it ever forgot the horror of that cry. But Glorfindel rode up then on his white horse, and in the midst of his laughter the witch-king turned to flight and passed into the shadows. For night came down on the battlefield, and he was lost, and none saw whither he went. Eanor now rode back, but Glorfindel, looking into the gathering dark, said, "Do not pursue him. He will not return to this land. Far off yet is his doom, and not by the hand of man will he fall." These words many remembered, but Eanor was angry, desiring only to be avenged for his disgrace.